Hello and welcome to the Thursday, January 29th, 2015 edition of the Sands and its Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Albuquerque, New Mexico. First, a quick apology. I had a little mix-up in making yesterday's podcast live. Didn't go live till, well into Tuesday morning. Simple mistake here. Just essentially forgot to press the make live button. Anyway, let's quickly look at Ghost, the vulnerability that we talked about yesterday. No big news here. I did create a little YouTube video as announced in the podcast. So if you want to have a little bit more background on it, you can check out that YouTube video. Overall, there is no new exploit out for this. People are experimenting with it and finding that it's pretty difficult to get a working exploit with the limitations of this vulnerability of having only 4 or 8 bytes available and being limited to digits and dots. The only really sort of new thing I saw is that there is a proof of concept exploit that triggers the vulnerability in PHP using the WordPress pingback utility or plugin, but this does not trigger remote code execution. It just crashes that particular PHP instance. And any exploits taking advantage of this vulnerability will likely target very specific servers or clients and very specific configurations. I still would hope that you're able to expedite patching and that you will be sort of done in all these public-facing systems by the end of this week. Once you apply the patch, don't forget to restart affected software, like for example, all those network daemons that are running in the background and likely have the library already loaded. Some I saw was, for example, the SSH daemon, and then of course, various mail servers that keep running in the background. If you can, just reboot the system, of course. And of course, here in the US, everybody's getting ready for the Super Bowl game this coming weekend. The NFL did release a new mobile app in order to support this event. Turns out, according to mobile security company Vendera, that this application doesn't really take privacy all that terribly serious. So, for example, the username and password that the user uses to log into the NFL mobile app is sent via an unencrypted APA iCall in the clear. Now, if an attacker should be able to pick up this username and password from a wireless network, the attacker would then be able to log into the user's profile and retrieve details like the user's address, phone number, occupation, date of birth, and gender, which typically is really all you need in order to conduct a successful identity theft. At this point, I would highly recommend that you do not install and use this application until, at the very least, the communication is encrypted via SSL. And then I also question why you need to sign up with all this detailed information in order to use this app. And you may remember the Black Phone, which is an Android-based phone that's marketed as a secure phone. And the makers of this phone went through quite some trouble to make sure it is secure. So, for example, they're including a number of secure communication options, most notably Silent Circle. A security researcher now found a vulnerability in just this Silent Circle application, in particular in the Silent Text application. Silent Text uses the SCIMP protocol, which is specific to this application, and it exchanges BASE64 encoded JSON objects. Turns out that the deserializing of these JSON objects isn't done quite correctly, which does allow for arbitrary code execution on the phone. What makes it kind of worse is that the phone will parse these messages as soon as they are received, so an attacker can send an unsolicited message to a Silent Circle ID in order to trigger this vulnerability. So this doesn't require the recipient actually to acknowledge the message or open it. It will happen as soon as the message is received by the phone and the phone starts parsing it. And then we got a quick update for the older big vulnerability. That was the big vulnerability in Flash Player. There is a standalone installer available now for the new and patched version of Flash Player. So if you go to Adobe's website now and download Flash Player, you will receive the latest and greatest version and no longer have to rely on directly updating Flash Player. Well, that's it for today. Thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow.